back with Ali C.
Kate Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight. Hope your week is off to a good start. Did you spend any time listening to the president on the debt and lifting the debt ceiling, putting the blame partially on the Republicans and on inherited deficit that he took over when he jumped into office? Some interesting words were said. Then there was reaction from the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, as well. He said, in a word, he wants a check, a blank check. We got this back and forth with two very different proposals that wouldn't keep the debt from growing like a chia pet that was watered too much, would basically stop it from growing. But they're very different. I think you have to have a cap, and that's one of the things that Boehner's proposal does have. Whatever is agreed upon, if something is agreed upon, I think here's where you do take a page from the NFL, and you have a cap. Because if there's a cap, you can only maneuver so far legally around things, if you get my drift. Here's John Boehner.
The president has often said we need a balanced approach, which in Washington means we spend more and you pay more. The president is adamant that we cannot make fundamental changes to our entitlement programs. As a father of two daughters, I know these programs won't be there for them and their kids unless significant action is taken now. I've always believed the bigger the government, the smaller the people. And right now, we've got a government so big and so expensive, it's sapping the drive out of our people and keeping our economy from running at full capacity. The solution to this crisis is not complicated. If you're spending more money than you're taking in, you need to spend less of it.
Well, that's true. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. You're spending more than you're taking in. But here's the thing. The government is taking in plenty of money in a sense. Your tax base is down because, of course, there's people who haven't paid. There's people, the IRS, the three dreaded letters strung together, are chasing after and such. Because I'll tell you what, I believe in a flat tax or a fair tax. If you had that, I think that would also go a long way to solving, if it's done correctly, solving part of this crisis. So, yes, we understand the fundamental economics of it. I think all of us understand that. A plus B equals C, and A plus D, that doesn't jive, and that's what we've seen happen here. And, yes, the deficit is ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's crazy. The symbolic breaking of the deficit clock in New York proves it all. How many people really know what $14 trillion and change looks like? How do you quantify that? And the answer is, most people really can't quantify that. So we get that, absolutely. But some of it, I think, is political rambling. And when the president addressed the nation and talked about what he inherited, and made the comparison to credit card debt, and that just a little was manageable, but geez, it was out of control, then what would you do? That geez, you have to balance your books, saying the same thing. We know that. We get that. What are the solutions? What is the solution to the problem that the people we empowered, because we did empower them, it is the government of the people, but we did elect the people to do that work. So what have they done to put us in this position in the first place? And I know I've said this a million times, but it's worth repeating here. It's been a while since I've said it anyway. But why are we in this constant state of drama? For all you men listening to me out there, you know what it's like to date a woman that constantly is in the state of chaos, who's dramatic. That's what we are. We're constantly there, especially over this, because this has been a long, drawn-out soap opera with just a few little plots, twists in the plots. For the most part, it's been boring because we're tired of hearing the record playing over and over and over again. Give us the solution. Trot out the economist. Here's the timeline. Here's what has to happen. Here's what we should adopt. Or economist with no politics involved. That makes more sense. Here are the numbers. Here's where we're headed. Here's what has to happen. That's what has to go on in both chambers. Forget the running for office. We know that everybody's running for office. Just come up with the solutions instead of the drama. And now here you have the blame game played out on primetime. Because really that's what the gist of the president's speech was about. He talked about that our country's AAA credit rating would be downgraded and that investors would wonder if we're still a good bet. Do you think that would happen? Do you think investors will completely bail on the United States if the debt ceiling isn't lifted? Now, the interest rates, I can see that. I can see interest rates going up on credit cards or mortgages or car loans because the people in those businesses, it gives them an automatic reason to do that. Whoa. All right, we're in trouble. So I'm sorry, consumer. We have to pass it on to you. And we got to do it right away. So I believe that would happen. Because it's a perfect thing. There's your scapegoat. Even if they didn't have to do it, woof, we got an excuse now. We can do this. And for most people, think about that. If that really were to happen, how many credit cards do you have in your wallet? Already, how many of us are not fans of the credit card company? Any of them. So you've got credit cards, mortgages, and car loans, I'd say it's probably 83% of the people in this audience have at least one of those things, probably two or three. So if you have all three, what does that mean? You know that jar you were throwing all the money in? Keep throwing the money in it. You might actually have to take it to the bank and cash it in. All right, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're not just going to talk about the debt ceiling and what the president said in his speech and Boehner coming back and the attacking of plans and personalities. We're also going to talk about something terribly tragic that happened in Oslo, Norway, with Saul Albaum, who was living in Norway. Not too far, really, from what happened. The car bomb went off near the government offices, and seven people were killed. And then you had the 85 who were killed on the island that the gunman went to because he knew he had dum-dum bullets and fresh targets, apparently. And almost 100 people massacred. And here the Norway suspect could probably will end up walking away in 21 years. Ooh, makes you think, doesn't it? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Compromise, balance, and sacrifice. Those are three words that we've heard a lot of the past 6 months. Do you think any of that's going to happen? What do you think, America? Still giving you a chance to throw in your two with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. As I said, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to Norway to talk with somebody in Norway who's living there about it has to be horrible. From what I understand, 150,000 people, maybe or more, were just wandering in the streets, shocked, not really knowing what to do because they're not used to that. Think about it. We're kind of desensitized, I hate to say it, not if there's some terrible massacre. Any time there's any kind of a crazy death or some wild gunman or something happens or a domestic violence, it's awful. But you know, when, let's say, traditionally you look at television news and you flip it on for the first 15 minutes or so, that's what it's going to be about. And in Norway, it's not about that. It's about what bicycle path is being opened up in what village, what latest festival is happening right from the get-go. And they might be talking about world news and other things. I'm not saying they don't have any serious news that they're dealing with, but not for the most part. It's light fare. They're not used to this kind of horrible thing happening there, especially when you talk about a massacre. And the retribution, you've got, just to see the grin on Andres Breivik's face, 32 years old, he gets 100 days, because they spell it out for you, gets 100 days in prison for each killing if he's found guilty, which they've got him cold. I can't imagine he wouldn't be, but okay, he's found guilty, let's say, 100 days in prison for each killing. I want you all to think about this. Think of, close your eyes for a second, think of someone near and dear to you, whoever it is. Imagine them being gunned down, and the person who did it gets 100 days. You'd be beside yourself. You would. And I don't care what your ideology is. You'd be beside yourself. Anybody would. So now you have these Norwegian people who have a so-called open society, right? And it's all about peace and love, baby, and everything's good. Let the honey flow at the happiest place on earth, one of them anyway. Also the most expensive, but voted the happiest place, and now it's been shattered by this. Shattered by it. And you find out your kid was killed, and you find out 100 days. Whew. That's just wrong. That is just, makes me just, I mean, I think it every day. I thank God I live in the United States. But once again, I thank God I live in the United States. I can't imagine the rage someone would feel over that. So he'd be 53 years old. We've talked about this before. We talked about this on our previous show. But 53. So Breivik is accused of the initial bombing in the capital of Oslo. And then the rampage at the Labour Party youth camp that was on an island outside of the city. Some people think it's all a setup and that he's not, you know, that this was a way because he was supposedly with this manifesto, an anti-Muslim extremist who left the manifesto online before he carried out the attack. Some people think that's a setup because then that plays into the hands of, oh, the politically correct and the whole thing with Islamic jihadism and all that, that just plays that out and makes people reel back in horror and opens up that can of worms again. So he gets held for 8 weeks while they investigate, the prosecutors there. 4, I guess, have to be in isolation. And if he's, I mean, typically they say a person in Norway who's accused is brought to court every 4 weeks while they prepare the case, so a judge approves the continued detention. And longer periods are not unusual, of course, when something serious happens, which that would be the case here. And Breivik has already confessed to both of the assaults, but denied criminal responsibility for them and pled not guilty on Monday. Norwegian law allows for a convict to spend more than 21 years locked up under certain circumstances if he is deemed dangerous enough to keep behind bars for an additional 5 years. But it doesn't happen very often. In fact, hardly ever. It's just something that was on the books. Certainly the eyes of the world will be watching this one. And as I said, we will go to Saul Album at the bottom of the hour. Sadly, he's a newlywed and his wife is Norwegian, to talk to him about what now has happened in that country as a result and how the people are dealing with it. There have been a few other things besides the debt and this terrible attack. One thing that we've talked about, of course, a lot here is suddenly Muammar Gaddafi just gets dropped. Oh, Gaddafi, you know that Gaddafi thing where we were backing that up with some air fire. We spent a bunch of money on missiles. Wasn't it like $1 billion? What's going on with Gaddafi? Well, the Brits have ponied up some money. I want to say it's $144 million, something like that, to help the rebels. And what's interesting about the rebels is we don't really even know who the rebels are. We just know that, okay, they're opposing Gaddafi. So, and Gaddafi used his people either as human shields, that happened, or, you know, that's what was going on, and then many of them were killed, you know, or a number of things happened when this whole thing exploded. But here we go. How long has it been with Gaddafi and the rebels and NATO, which really is the U.S., how much have we been invested, but pretending we're not invested in what's happening in Libya? And the answer is, for a while, for 4 months and counting is the answer. But because of all these other things that are happening, it's been knocked out of the consciousness, I think, of most people. But trust me, this is alive and happening. This is a breathing, living story. And we are part of it. No matter what they say in Washington, because we're the military, biggest chunk of the military anyway, with NATO, as far as NATO is concerned. So give me a break on that. And they're not going to take him out. They can't take him out. They're saying, oh, he must go. And then, oh, maybe he could still live in Libya. But the thing is, he is the last laugh. He's not going anywhere. All the troops that were loyal to him are still loyal to him. And I don't think he, unless he gets pushed, he's not leaving. So that has backfired, I believe, on NATO and its allies, and the United States has spent some money there for sure that we can ill afford, and yet Syria is like burning. We can only help eeny, meeny, miny, mo the convenient country that has to go. Otherwise, good luck and stand in line, and we'll see what we can do. But we don't have enough money to help you, because we put all our money into Libya. So you're gonna have to wait for a very long time. Wow. At the end of the hour, we can count, and boy, are there some numbers, sad numbers, to talk about, and I promise I will lighten the load. One has to do with an 8-year-old boy and a hanging with some Afghan insurgents as part of We Can Count. And then the House voting on Robert Mueller, the FBI director's tenure, and whether he'll get a 2-year extension. Stay with us, Norway, next.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this little old talk show that's gaining some steam. And one of the people who we have had on many, many times, a great friend and friend to the show as well, Saul Albom. I couldn't be more excited for him, as he's recently married and he's been living in Norway. We've talked to him in Norway many, many times here on ATN. And sadly, square in the middle of everything that unfolded last Friday, and as we try to make sense of this, my friend, how are you? How are you, Saul?
Good, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being on the show. And I think we've been having me come on since 2007 or 2006.
Long time.
Yeah, it's been the longest relationship I've ever had, and I'm glad to be here and tell your viewers about what's going on over here.
Yeah, so first of all, where were you when everything happened on Friday? Like, first the car bomb goes off, and then of course we have what happened on the island, and all the people that were picked off, literally, were just murdered. But where were you when initially all that stuff happened?
Sure. So, you know, in this type of society where you have where people work so that they can live as opposed to live that they can work, you know, I, like everyone else, was kind of about half done with work by about 2:30, 3:30 on Friday. So the bomber actually made a tactical mistake bombing Friday afternoon, right? So if you wanted to catch anyone. So,
right.
So basically, I was working from home at that time, and I did hear the bomb go off, and it was a little downpour. And I thought it was thunder, but I remember thinking it was an odd type of thunder, but, you know, never being having the experience of maybe that was a bomb going off in the middle of Norway. It never would have occurred to me that it was an explosion like that, or even a gas explosion.
Yeah.
So I actually walked over to – because you can walk over here. because it's a European city. So I walked over to where my wife works, and she came. We were going to go get some exercise, or go walk around, or go grab dinner after that. And she said, "Did you hear what happened?" And that's where she told me about the bomb. And I thought it was very serious. And then at the time, they thought, you know, it may have been a gas explosion. You know, you can't jump to conclusions. But seeing the devastation. And telling about the timing, I realized it was how loud it was. If I heard it myself from about a 5-10 minute walk away, it was no gas explosion, and especially hitting the prime minister's quarters. And basically, it was downtown, you know, downtown urban. It's just as urban as any other European city, or like a Manhattan. You know, there's no big giant explosions, and then it happens to hit the prime minister's building. You know, that's pretty obvious. And then. My wife actually started getting hits on Facebook. This is, shows you the Twitter and the Facebook effect that she started. We started finding out and hearing reports of attacks on the summer camp. You know, 30 minutes before it started hitting the news, and we can go into that as you like it.
Wow. So what happened when you found out about that, when you found out about the camp? What were you thinking then? Because that's, of course, where so many of those kids, a lot of kids and some adults, but a lot of kids were just flat out slaughtered.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is it was really just belief. And couldn't believe that what we were hearing. And then, you know, then there was reports of a gunman at the camp. Then it was reports of, you know, of attacks. And the thing is, it was about a 2-hour drive outside of the major city here on a little island in a lake. So this little island was given to this political party, the Labor Party, and it's a host of kind of a social type of summer camp for children, and so really at first we were like, what's going on here? And thought it was separate, but then very quickly we realized wait a minute, they're attacking the Labor Prime Minister, and now they're attacking the Labor summer camp. Okay, this has got to be politically motivated, and which it is, and we can go into. I did happen to pick up the manifesto and read a lot of it and go over. Yeah. And I'm very familiar with some of the work in there. So go ahead, we can comment on
that.
Yeah,
tell us what you picked out of that. What you gleaned from reading that. First of all, you know, there's all kinds of theories floating around out there, Saul, conspiracy theories and whatnot about, you know, that this was a setup and supposedly he was rambling about Muslims coming in massive numbers into Norway and the policy should be changed and whatnot. What did you find? What did you get? What was your sense in reading it?
I'll tell you, and it's, remember, we come to America Tonight because we want to know the truth.
Right.
And because we want to hear whether different or real, we want to hear the real. And
right.
the real aspect is that over the medium term, the guy is right. And what is going on is that basically is that Western societies, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands, Sweden, Finland, and many of the now even the Eastern European countries are below their birth rate. They're dying. And so this guy decides, of course, he's a nutbag, so he reads all this stuff, and he decides, I know, I'm going to kill a bunch of children, and that's going to make it better. Well, that's not the case. So he basically looks at this guy's philosophies. What's scary, so scary to me is that it's so coherent, and it's crystallized. It is mainstream. It is mainstream thinking, which is the absolute truth, which is European civilization is on the decline. It doesn't matter how advanced you are if the women choose not to have children, you're dead. Demographics is destiny. And now does that mean you go and shoot a bunch of innocent children? No, the guy's a nutbag and should have his head taken off for that. Now here's the funny thing is if you actually look even deeper in statistics, which is Western civilization, if you start looking into even the Muslim cultures, is that their population birth rate's on decline also. If you even look at Iran's birth rate, the one that he's really much afraid of, they're not reproducing either. So if anything, he should be shooting himself, and maybe we should be letting, according to his own logic, we should be letting the Muslims win because they're the only ones that are reproducing. It's our culture that's the culture of death, if you really want to take it out on an intellectual level. It's us that is not reproducing, and it's them that are going to succeed in his 80-20. So what's scary to me is that he's coherent to a certain extent, and he's representative of effectively he's the Christian Osama bin Laden. He is the answer. Whenever your back's against the wall, you commit terrorism. Whenever no one will listen to you, when it's your last option, that's you commit terrorism. That's how desperate, you know, Osama bin Laden and his ilk were so desperate they had to fly planes into bomb. You know, they use all these, you have to fly the planes into the towers. That's how desperate they were. You know, there's no army. There's no army to attack. So there you go, Kate. So bottom line is the guy's a murderer, should have his head taken off too.
And that's part of it. He goes into court, but tell us, in Norway, you're not talking about the death penalty, and from what I understand, for each person that he killed, you would be talking about basically 21 years in prison because it's 100 days per person. Is that right?
No, that's not correct. It's up to 21 years for the particular acts. So and they cannot be stacked on top of each other. So he will get 21 years, and that's it. You know, we're here. Mrs. Album would read in the papers about, you know, someone getting 10,000 years or something like that, or 3,000 years in prison, right? Because they were all stacked on top. So no, you just get 21 years. But here's the thing. The state can hold you if you're deemed psychologically a problem indefinitely. So that's what's going to happen to this guy. Assuming the laws 20 years from now are the same as they are now, he'll get 21 years in prison, and then the state's going to say, oh, this guy, we're not letting him out, and then they can hold him in. But that's very rare and would only be a case like this where they would do that. If I killed your best friend, I would just get 21 years. He's lucky he didn't do this in Texas or Oklahoma like Timothy McVeigh, where they killed him real fast.
Yeah, no kidding. We're almost up against it, and if that's okay with you, we'll hang you over for the next segment. Is that all right, Saul? Can you do that? Talk to us a little longer?
Sure, okay, absolutely.
So my question is, and we'll start with this, is what about the camps? Because a lot of people are talking about the camps, and I think there's a lot of misinformation about what the whole camp was, that these children, where they were. What is the camp?
Oh, you know, that's a great topic, and it's so funny because I'm bringing up with Mrs. Album because she is Norwegian, and, you know, I know a lot of her friends, and she looks up at me last night because she knew I was going to come on the radio with you guys and talk to you about Norway, and she says, who is this Glenn Beck guy? And apparently the Norwegians want to put out a press release, like literally the state, the country of Norway wants to put out a press release to counter these arguments about what exactly these political camps are. And when she even showed me the website of the political camp, okay? And basically it's a social camp with a little bit of sprinkling of politics. And we can talk more about that.
All right, so we'll pick that up on the flip side. We're speaking with Saul Album from Norway on the terrible, terrible thing that happened on Friday. Anders Breivik, 32 years old, massacring all those people, killing 76 people. There's been a big outcry, actually, at the country's penal code and some other things as well. We're going to talk more about the camps, though, on ATN.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're talking about Friday's attacks, both of them in Norway, that has sparked a lot of conversation around the globe. And certainly in Norway, they're not used to this, kind of in a different kind of bubble over there. We're talking to Saul Album, who's married to a wonderful Norwegian woman and lives not too far from where the car bomb went off. And actually, we've started talking about the camp where so many of those kids were killed, the youth camp. And Saul, we were talking about what is the politics of that camp, and your wife showed you the website and explained to you, whoa, wait a second, you know, it's all these other social things and maybe a little of this. So what did you gather from what she showed you?
Sure, sure. And, you know, if I had a summer camp, I would make it an indoctrination camp. I mean, that would be my intent. But apparently that doesn't work too well on, you know, on teenagers. You know, they're not – you know, apparently I was the only one really interested in politics much, and maybe you too, Kate. But
right, exactly.
Yeah, so basically it's like, you know, horseback riding, it's you know, play soccer, play – and then – and they really, it's really kind of funny. They really advertise that you can meet girls there. And it's like the and then they even quote the underground newspaper saying it's the best place to meet chicks. Like, it's really just I mean, only in Europe or Norway could they do that and have parents send their kids there, right?
So, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's advertised. It's the best pickup place, according to Dagblad magazine, right? I mean, but it's not like a little Hitler youth rally or anything like that. And and Mrs. Album even went to one when she was a kid, and it's just you know, it's just a social thing where the kids go, a little camp to have fun, and then talk a little bit about politics, and that's it. And it's like a community. It's more about the social aspects and the communal feeling. And when you have a small country, just think of it like a small town. I mean, any of your listeners out there in a small town, you know, where you know, you have a 4-H club, or you have you know, the small schools and a sense of, a real sense of community, you know, that's what it emboldened. We can talk about that too. Since you
Community. What's the community? I mean, this is, there is a real sense of community, right? Because you're talking about a smaller area, and even just Norway itself as a country, the population compared, compared to, for example, the United States, not, what is it, 4.7 million, something like that in Norway?
Yeah, yeah, it's about like Houston or Dallas-Fort Worth or Seattle, maybe a little bit bigger than Seattle, you know, area. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole country, you know. So there's a real community and spirit here. They're just now, I guess what's irking a lot of some of the ultra-right-wing guys is so much of the immigration. And it's, they don't, of course, they don't have much of the diversity. I mean, it's very cold up here, so it's a lot of folks don't want to come up here. But you know, I'm really proud of the people here. They took it in stride, and instead of saying, "Hey, you know, we need to have the government to be able to tap wire phones, our phones now. We need more support." You know, they come out and say, "You know, we need more liberty. We need more openness." And the Open Society is it's a very different radical. They have a very egalitarian society here, and their response is not for vengeance, which I agree with them, which would just make things worse. Which is, their response is to, we're going to have a pluralistic. We're going to continue what we're doing, and we're not going to pay, you know, you're massacring any more attention than what it deserves, which is, you're an idiot and you're killing children and you go to jail
and talking about that, it's interesting you brought it up. Explain what it's like, because you're, you know, an American and you've traveled around and you grew up in the South, and now there you are living in Norway. What is that like? What is it like to watch that society and be a part of it?
Well, I think a good anecdote here is that can you imagine if your income, your taxes that you paid, and your portfolio was available freely for anyone in the country to see? Literally,
well, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And everyone would see all the millions of dollars you have, and I don't know how they do it, but that's exactly the kind of open society that they have, is that literally there's websites where – there's the government website where you can see everyone's taxes. You can see how much they paid, how much money they make, and how much they have in the bank in their portfolio. Literally. Literally. I'm not joking. Okay.
Wow.
And I've seen it. We looked up our friends. I mean, this is what
we went to everyone, a dinner party. We wanted to see what they had, so we looked it up.
That's exactly it. And you know, we're just honest about it, right? I mean, so
right.
Are I.
So that's one of the things about an open society. And what are some of the other things? Well, you've said it. You said you and I were talking off the air. If you have children, all the education, all of that's taken care of.
Right, right. The education is taken care of. There's a word here, kind of a folk community. It's of a responsibility to your neighbor and a responsibility to get along and to do well, and really kind of, it's just kind of a small townism. And not saying that small town is in a bad way, but some small townism in a community type of way. And that's something that you miss growing up in a big city, that people actually care about you. Okay, and that, like, if you lose something, that people will actually, you know, if you drop your wallet, people will actually not take the money out before they give it back to you. Okay, and it's kind of like a hippie society that works, I guess, because the oil money or something. But it's a
I like that. That was perfect. A hippie society that works. What about the going back to what happened? And because it is such a country with a small population, how many people, I said this, saw when this happened, you have to multiply the numbers. If 76 people are killed, then how many aunts and cousins and brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents, how many people and friends, how many people are touched by this? Did you get the sense that almost everybody knew somebody somehow affected by it?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone knows someone. There's one degree of separation. Everyone. Mm. I mean, we have relatives whose children went to school with the murdered classmates. You know, we have nieces and nephews, you know, who went to school. I mean, just us. And yeah, everyone knows someone. I mean, if there was a huge shooting in the listener city and they killed, you know, hundreds of people, I mean, they would know someone too. It's the same size. So it's the personal story, the tragic stories and the heroic stories are coming out now. And, you know, again, I'm really proud of the people here that they're, you know, there are always going to be a few people that want to be vigilantes, of course, the other ways. But they're not letting this, the prime minister said that, you know, evil can kill one guy, but he will never defeat us. He'll never defeat a group of us standing together. And that's it. And they're meeting it. They're meeting it the moral and proper way, which, in a thought out way.
Yeah. Wow. Saul Albin, so glad that you're okay and your wife's okay. And we thank you for coming on America Tonight. And you take care, my friend.
Thank you, Kate. All right, bye-bye.
All right. So how about that, giving you pretty much a description of everything that happened there, including what the camp was all about. And we know, as Saul said, that he can stay in prison for a long time with the years locked up, and then if he gets the extra on top of it. And the differences between how we would feel, it's like I said, how would I feel? You know, my hair would be on fire. I'd be fit to be tied. But in Norway, it's a different thought. It's a different way of thinking and looking at this. And as he said so well, they're trying not to give this nutball any attention. They're trying not to make it a bigger deal to pull in more terror to say, you know, hey, this is, we won't tolerate that and we're doing this and we're wiretapping or doing all these other things. They're just cutting it off at the pass. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me through the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email and then you're in.